Yes, Pharao. Und ihr Stückchen Buddies nachzuhören auf der just erschienenen Platte Till It's All Forgotten. Morgen Abend wird die Künstlerin Kari Janssen als Pharao mit F in der Kantine am Berghain auftreten. Schon jetzt ist sie bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über das Leben in Berlin, das sie seit einigen Monaten genießt. Wir reden über Aufnahmen in Island, die zu diesen hervorragenden eben gehörten Ergebnissen geführt haben. Wir sprechen über Kontrollwahn im positiven Sinne, finden heraus, wie sie auf die ungewöhnlichen Grooves auf ihrer Debüt-LP gekommen ist. Und wir sprechen vielleicht auch sogar über Turbo Negro Konzerterinnerungen. Erstmal sage ich Hello and welcome to Flux FM, Kari.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm totally fine. Thank you.
You just mentioned Turbo Negro.
Yes, because let's talk about that first. I actually wanted to talk about that at the end of our interview, but I've read about a concert experience that you've had when you were a teenager.
Yeah.
And you were in the front row of a Turbo Negro concert, and then some guy of the band threw fake blood at you.
The singer, the Hank von Helvete,
yeah.
Hank from Hell.
Yeah.
He threw a bucket of blood on me.
But
he was supposed to throw it all over the crowd, but uh-huh. The bucket fell out of his hand, so it all came on me, only me. And then he put feathers on me afterwards. And I was 16 and I had a fake ID. It was the coolest night ever.
Yeah. And you were basically covered in fake blood, but you were thinking of yourself as the coolest person
yes.
on the planet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that was an inspiring moment for you to get, yeah. get into music as well.
Yeah. And then I came home and my mom was like, where have you been?
I mean, for a mother, this must be like a fucking horror movie.
Yeah, yeah it was.
Kari, where are you coming from? But it didn't inspire you to use fake blood on your stage tomorrow night.
Okay, no, cool. It hasn't inspired me to do that.
Actually,
not yet.
I wanted to make sure that there's no fake blood involved in the Pharao show. So you live in Berlin for a few months now. How's living in Berlin so far? How has the
Great.
City treated you?
It's amazing. It's unbelievable. I'm so glad I moved here and I should have moved here ages ago. It's just perfect for me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you found your own little flat. Did you find a place to rehearse already or?
No, actually my drummer lives in the UK still. So I still go over there to London like once a month to work and rehearse with him. And yeah.
You're such a hardcore traveling person.
I travel a lot.
You've moved from London to Berlin not too long ago. You are from Norway, but you've recorded the LP in Iceland. I think that has to do with the fact that Mike Lindsay just has a studio there,
yeah.
the guy who has produced your record. But I mean, it seems that you like traveling a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Well, congratulations on your debut LP, Till It's Over. I think even people who've just listened to it for the first time right now, they have realized that there's very special rhythms
mm-hmm.
on that record and on the debut long player. Where do they come from? Do you start a composition with writing the beat or where did those beats
Sometimes
come from?
Sometimes I do, yeah. But mostly it starts with either a guitar part or a synth part, just mm-hmm. very simple. And then I put the beat on and then the rest comes.
Yeah.
So the beat is always one of the main focus of a song. And I'm a drummer myself, so it's my favorite instrument uh-huh. to play, so that's why I spend so much time working on the beats.
Yeah, and it's really cool because when you listen to the riff and the beat's not coming in yet, you have an idea of how the beat's gonna, you know, how it's gonna sound like or what the beat's gonna be like,
yeah.
but you always tend to surprise your listeners. That's something that I really like about your record. That's something that you have in the back of your head that you throw away the first idea that gets into your mind that you have for a beat, and then you'll be like, no, there's got to be another one. A little more complicated, but groovy still.
I don't necessarily look for complicated, but I don't look for regular.
Yeah.
I think that's very boring.
Yeah.
I always, one of the things I wanted to do with this album was to create drum beats that had a very strong signature mm-hmm. so that you could recognize the song only by the drum beat.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, because it's just so boring with regular 4-on-4 kind of
yeah.
thing.
No, but I really love the fact that if you're not a drummer yourself, it takes a little while to orientate yourself
yeah.
in those beats. And I really think that's a beautiful way of getting close to songs when you
have to work for
it. Yeah, when you have to work for it a little bit and not just like sit back and be like,
yeah, I don't want it to be background music.
Yeah. No, it's not. I've actually read somewhere that you said you want it to be the opposite of easy listening.
Absolutely.
So it's hard listening music.
Maybe that's my genre.
Yeah, maybe. But I think it would be disturbing to call it that because there's so many more facets to it. It's not just like hard listening, you know?
Absolutely.
Hard listening would be something completely different. You've played most of the instruments on the LP yourself. Why is that? Don't you trust other musicians?
No.
Okay. That was quick.
I'm a control freak. Yeah.
But I think it has the advantage that you have your own personal touch on that record, right?
Absolutely.
Because sometimes it's even better to play an instrument in your own way than to play the way that it's classically trained and that the classically trained musician comes in and they always play the same way, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wanted it to be me, all me.
Yeah. And then how important is a guy like Mike Lindsay when it comes to recording everything on your own? Because you have to have someone as a mirror who's going to be like...
Yeah, of course.
Kari, I like the idea of you playing all the instruments, but maybe you should leave.
Yeah, he did say that when it came to the drums, because I didn't actually play the drums on the album, but I did write most of the parts though. But that's my friend Moggi. He's like the best drummer in Iceland and possibly the world, I think. And that was a case of, okay, I can't play the drums as well as he can, so I'm just going to let him do it.
Yeah, so that's something that you decide together with Mike then?
Yeah.
When
I never really planned on doing it myself, to be honest, because I wanted someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a shift between your first EP and this record. The first EP was a little... There were less rhythmical information on that. It was more like a guitar playing.
Yeah, I was playing solo at the time on my guitar, so that was my main focus.
Yeah. So do you think there's going to be another shift as big as this one from LP1 to LP number 2?
Yeah, I've already started recording the second album, and it's going to be quite different.
Oh, and in which direction are you going to take that?
Well, you're going to have to wait and see.
Okay. Oh, now I'm keen on listening to the new material already, but it was obvious that you were about to leave into another direction already, because you seem to get bored pretty easily.
Yeah, it's more like the last track on the album called Are You Real? That's more towards the next album.
I see. Now we'll be listening to Maze, which is another track of the actual album Till It's All Forgotten. Morgen Abend spielt Pharao das vielleicht nochmal dazu im Berghain, in der Kantine am Berghain. Wir werden dann gleich im Anschluss an den zweiten Teil unseres Gesprächs Tickets verlosen für ihre Show am morgigen Abend. Hier zum Einstimmen nochmal Maze von Pharao mit F. Nein, wir spielen erst Hunter. Hunter first. There was a sample in the end of the song, and that was Mr. T backwards.
It's Mr. T from the A-Team speaking.
Yeah, but
it's backwards.
How did you come up with a Mr. T sample?
Well, Mike has a keychain in the studio that has 6 buttons on it, and it's Mr. T saying different things.
Oh, okay.
And I just played around with it every single day. Every time we were in a bad mood or something didn't go right, we just pressed Mr. T and we would feel good again.
So it's like a motivation board or something?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're bored in that studio in Iceland, you'll ask Mr. T to motivate you again?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's interesting. And that's a satanic part of your record then.
He's only saying first name Mr., middle name period, last name T.
Oh, that's a nice quote.
Yeah.
But I mean, as soon as you put some backwards on the record, it's kind of like...
It's satanic.
Occult stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Norwegian people, they're crazy for the occult stuff. What I wanted to know is, what's the live setup going to be? Because the music has grown so much on this LP, and there's synthesizers, there's a beautiful drummer, there's brass and strings and everything is in there.
Yeah, well, it's not.
You could go on tour with a big band.
I could.
Yeah.
I wish I could.
Financially, it's kind of hard.
It's me and my drummer, James.
Yeah.
So he plays drums and some synth, and I play synths and guitar, and I sing.
Wow.
And I loop stuff and like layer stuff.
Cool. That's super interesting. Is this the only setup that you have, or are you planning on a bigger band? Because I mean, nowadays it's perfect to go on tour with like one partner in crime, because then you can still make a little money.
Yes, we can survive.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
But we're going to expand as soon as we can afford to.
Cool. And what are your plans on the Berlin situation? Are you going to stay here for a while? Are you going to write your new record here maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm doing.
Cool.
I'm going to stay here for a few years, I think.
I think as soon as you plan on recording more stuff, maybe you want to... import Mike to Berlin this time. You can ask us for a few studios and people, yeah, because we know so many people in studios, and I have a few people in the back of my head right now, cool, that would love to work with you, and I guess you would love working with them as well, because they're freaks, but so musical and so groovy, you know?
So, sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good to me too. Also, meine Damen und Herren, morgen kann man sich das Ganze live mal angucken. Das Programm von Pharao in der Kantine am Berghain. Sie wird mit ihrem Drummer gemeinsam zu zweit auftreten und viele Informationen auch selber abfeuern. Harmonische Informationen in Form von Gitarren, Spiel und Keyboard-Geballer. Wer sich das reinziehen möchte, der muss morgen in die Kantine am Berghain oder jetzt ganz schnell anrufen. Marc Augustat sitzt am Telefon und nimmt eure Anrufe entgegen unter der 030 2000 9000. It's already ringing. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Kari, thanks a lot. It's a pleasure meeting you. I hope we'll meet again, and as soon as you need something, just tell us, we'll help you out.
Thank you very much.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
Und hier zum Abschluss noch ihr Stück Maze. Pharao mit F auf Flux FM.